Daf is Daf Ayin Hey. So we're finishing up the sugya of Yag VaYavor, the finishing up the parak. So and then going to the next parak, which is a bit of a challenging daf, but the first part is pretty easy. So the Gemara says on the top three lines down, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Ma'isa VaAdam Echad Shenasin Eina VeIsha Achad. It's a famous story that person once fell in love with a certain woman who he saw but never actually came close to her. VeHela Libotina, he started to get very, very ill from this because he wanted to marry her. Ubav v'shalul rofim, and they asked the doctors what's supposed to do. How do you keep this guy alive? He was getting very sick. He was lovesick. So Amru, they said to him, Ein lo takana ad shetibalo. There is no heter. There's no refuah for this person until he has beer with her. So Amru chacham said, Yomuz v'al tibalo. Better for you to die than to be bold this woman. You have to give up your life to be involved with such a thing. So the Gemara says, Tamar lefanav, fine. Maybe she could stand in front of me a ruma, not dressed. Gemara says, Yomuz v'al tamar lefanav. Rather, he should die than having to see this. So then they suggest maybe Tisaper Imo Meachroi Hageda. Maybe from behind the wall, behind the fence, she could talk to him and maybe call Isha. That will satisfy him. Yamas Val Tisaper Imo Meachroi Hageda. Better for him to die than to speak with her from behind the fence. So the Gemara says, Pligi Bar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi V'Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. There's a machlokus. One says she was a married woman, that's why they didn't allow any of this to take place. And the other said, no, Panuya Haisa, so she was a single lady. So the Gemara says, I understand, Bishlam Alaman Damar Ashes Ish Haisa Shapir. This makes sense. He can't be involved in any level of Kirva for an Ashes Ish, even Kalisha. That all makes sense to me. El Alaman Damar Panuya Haisa. My Kulihai, what's the big deal? She's Panuya. She's not an Ashes Ish. There's no Isser Erva, so let them get married or something. Or whatever step we were suggesting. So the Gemara says, "Rapapa Amar Mishim Pega Mishpacha." You can't do that. It's Pega Mishpacha. Rashi explains here, "Mishpacha Haisha, Mishpacha Haisha, Shahayu Boshin Bedaver." To have their daughter, their sister, whatever, to be involved in such a thing. That's a terrible, terrible begam. Because some guy's lovesick and he can't control himself, you're going to make her and pogim the mishpacha. So even though she's a panuya and the iser might not be as severe, and even though the guy is dying, pikuach nefesh, we wouldn't allow to violate because the begam mishpacha. So the Gemara says, Rav Acha Breid, Rav Ika Amar, Kideshla Yehibanos, Yisbenos Yisrael, Prutos, Barayas. Not because Pagam Mishpacha, rather causes more of a gzera. We won't allow this to happen. So every single guy is going to say, I'm lovesick for this lady, and then it's going to lead to Prutos throughout all of Am Yisrael, and that, of course, would be an awful thing. So therefore, they didn't allow it to take place, even though she's a Panuya. So the Gemara says, the Lintz of Minsa, so let them get married. Which itself is interesting. You can't force her to get married, but let them get married. So assuming she was willing to get married to him, that would have solved the problem, wouldn't it? So why did they jump straight to the case of, to be bold with her, or to be tamo lefan of aruma, or to tisaper miyachri hageder? Why not just simply get married? So the Gemara explained a very, very fascinating point here. Lo miyasra daita. This would not have been miyasra daita. It wouldn't have appeased him, because Kedir Rabbi Yitzchak, Damar Rabbi Yitzchak, Miyom Shekhar Beis HaMikdash, Nitla Tambia, V'nitna Lo'ovir Ver. The moment the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the enjoyment of Abiyah was removed, and was given to only those who violate Averas, those who are with Eish Ish, or anyone else who would be usher to them. Only they really taste the Tam of Bia, so that would not have satisfied his sickness. Shinamar, the Pasuk says, Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku V'lechem Starm Yunayim. As we know, the stolen waters are much sweeter, and that's telling us that the Tam Bia was given to the Ovrei Avera Hajan Alach Ben Sora Mora. There's a lot to talk about here in the sugya, but because this next daf is quite complicated in terms of the different limudim, very, very technical, I figure we just go right into the next part. The Mishnah says, the new parak begins. Ve'elu hein ha'nisrafim. The following are list of arayos that have a din of sreifa. So the Mishnah says, haba al isha bita, one who's with a woman and her daughter. Now just take note of this. Gemara is going to acknowledge this. It doesn't say his own wife and a daughter. It says a woman and a daughter, meaning two other ladies who are both asertim independently. Fine. Ubas kohen shezinsa, bas kohen who's when she's married with another man, so that's going to get sreifa. So then the Mishnah says, yesh bechlal isha bita, when the Mishnah had said daughter, woman and her daughter, there are a few different scenarios of this. It could be bito, a woman and her own daughter. Ubas bito, it could be a granddaughter, a woman and granddaughter. Bas beno, and a granddaughter from the son. Ubas ishto, it could be a daughter of his own wife, would also be part of that violation. Ubas bita, and the granddaughter of his wife. Ubas bina, and a granddaughter from the son, the wife's son. Chamoso, his mother-in-law. Ve'em chamoso, his grandmother-in-law. Ve'em chamav, and his paternal grandmother in law. So any permutation, three generations down, three generations up, are all going to be included in the Isser of Isha Ubita being with a mother and her daughter. So the Gemara points out here, Haba al Isha Shanasa Bita Lo Katani. It doesn't say a person who is with a woman and they're already married to her daughter. It's not talking about where you're married to any of them. Ela Haba al Isha Bita. Just stop saying you're with a person's ba on a woman and then the daughter of that woman, the two random women who are mother and daughter, that would be the Isser. Michlal de Tervayel Isur. Talking about two scenarios where both women are Asser. So what's the case where both women are Asser to a person? It's not because it can't be a wife. We're not talking about a wife. A wife, of course, is a mutter. We're talking about two other ladies who are going to be Bechlal the Isser of Ish Bita, both independently. So my Ninu, what's an example? A chamosa and aim chamosa. A person married to his wife. So of course the wife is mutter. But to be with the Ishobita, referring to the mother-in-law, who's the daughter, and the grandmother-in-law, those Ishobita are both aser to him because he's married to the granddaughter and daughter. That's the scenario that we're talking about. So right now, we see that maninu chamosa v'im chamosa. So it's aser mederaisa to be with a mother-in-law and a grandmother-in-law. Vikatani. And it says, yesh bechal Ishobita. It says, and included under this, what's the example of the Torah of a Isha Bita? It's a mother-in-law and a grandmother-in-law. So included under this category of mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law is all the other things listed in the Mishnah. So the Gemara learns from this, Mechlau de Tervayu Ksiva Behedya. So it must be this example of an Isha Bita are written explicitly in the Torah, because that's, again, that's the paradigm, that's the model. Everything else falls under the category of Chamasa Veim Chamasa. So now the Gemara is going to say, "Vahanach midrash asa," and all the ones brought in, Ishabita, Basbita, Basmano, are all learned from drashas. So right now, what the Gemara is learning from the presentation of the Mishnah is chamasan cha'im chamaso, a mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law are aser because it's mefurish in the Torah, and everything else is learned through drashas. So the Gemara is now about to say it's not so clear. You could say that because the Gemara is referring to now a sugyan ayin vavam nebez. We'll see tomorrow, Mirat Hashem, that. Not everyone holds Eim Chamaso is explicit in the Torah. So let's see. So the Gemara says, Hanichala Abai, this makes a sense according to Abaye, Damar Mashmaus Dorshanika Banayu, Masisin Mani Rebbe Kivi. So Rashi just tells, look at the Gemara in Ayin Vav. The Gemara in Ayin Vav is talking about a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, we're reading it, of those who have it on the side here, the Pasuk says, Ish Asheikach is Isha Ves Ima, a person who marries or is with a woman and that woman's mother, Zima heat. It's called the Zima. It's something that's disgusting. Be'esh Yisrof, you burn them. Oso ve'es hen. Him and them. So some say, Machlokes Rebikir, we show what that means, Oso ve'es hen. So according to Abaye says, both Rebikir and Rishmal say that both, that's refer, es hen is referring to aim, rather, chamoso, aim, chamoso. This pasuk of Ishavetz, Ima is talking about chamoso, aim, chamoso. So that's a mefurish pasuk here in the right here in the Torah, and the only machlokas Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, you look at the sugi there, is only how to darshan the psukim, but there's no nafkamina. They both agree that chamaso and aim chamaso are being referenced in the pasuk of eshen ves oso veshen. So that makes sense that chamaso and aim chamaso are mefurish in the pasuk, and that's what our mission is referring to. Ella l'Rava, Rava says no. Damar chamaso l'acher misa ikibenayom. There actually is a nafkamina between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel how to interpret the pasuk Oso Vesein, and the nafkamina is whether or not a mother-in-law is still usher to a person even after his wife dies. So no longer married, his wife is dead, is his ex-mother-in-law, let's call her, is she still usher l'achar misa of his wife? That's the machlokas. But what everyone says, however, is this pasuk is certainly not talking about an aim chamasa, not talking about a grandmother-in-law. So according to on the standing of Rava, a grandmother is not, grandmother-in-law rather, is not mefurish in the Torah. So what's the example of the Mishnah where it says, Ish Ubita? So the Gemara says, Masnisin Mani, who authored the Mishnah according to Rava? So Amar L'cha Rava, Rava says, and we know in the general, Rava was comfortable changing the text of the Mishnah. Rava said, let's change the text of the Mishnah and make it work out nicely for me. Haba al Isha Shenas Ubita. The Mishnah is talking about a person who's born a woman who you're married to her daughter, meaning a woman, a person with his mother-in-law because he's already married to her daughter. That's his wife. That's what the Mishnah is referring to, and that is mefurish in the Torah, and it's not talking about a case of a chamaso and an aim chamasa. That's the understanding of Rava.
Would Rabbi also admit it to mother-in-law, no?
He would agree that a man will be us as well, correct.
Right, so then what's...
No, because the Mishnah said Isha Bita. It doesn't say his Isha, his wife. Right. It says a woman who's asertim and a mother, another woman who's asertim.
Right.
So it can't be a case of his wife, because the wife is mutter.
Right.
So he said to Chamasa and Aim Chamasa.
Right, so Rabbi said include the mother-in-law, and the Rabbi says it's the grandmother-in-law? What's the difference between the... Who's the Bita?
The Bita is the case of a mother-in-law and a grandmother-in-law, according to Abaye. According to Rava, it's a daughter and mother-in-law, but not a grandmother-in-law.
Okay.
Fine. The Gemara quotes a mission now, Yesh Bechal Isha Ubita, included in an example of a mother-daughter relationship, is a chamaso veim chamaso, veim chamav. So Gemara is about to say, wait a second, if we just interpreted Isha Ubita referring to a mother-in-law and a grandmother-in-law, or according to Rava, a wife and mother-in-law, so why is the Mishnah going to give examples of Eim Chamasa and Chamav? So the Gemara asks, Labaye, according to Abaye, so he holds again that our Mishnah's case of Isha Bita is Chamaso and Eim Chamaso. So then why does the Mishnah give example? Aidi the Kabai Lemisne Eim Chamav, the mother of the father-in-law, a grandmother-in-law from the father, the paternal grandfather-in-law. I think that makes sense. So then, once we had Eim Chamav, Satan and Ami Chamasav Eim Chamasav, we also included those examples, even though Chamasav Eim Chamasav was what Isha Bita meant, they repeated again since we were talking about in-laws. And according to Rava, who understood Isha Bita as referring to an Isha and Chamav, his mother-in-law, Chamosav rather, so then, Aidi the Ka Ba'i Lemisne Eim Chamav Veim Chamasav, since the Mishnah had to include a grandmother-in-law, whether it's a paternal grandmother-in-law, or a maternal grandmother-in-law, so therefore it included also the example, though unnecessarily, Tani, Nami, Chamosa, they repeated the Isra of Chamosa. Okay, that's how you read the Mishnah. I hope that's somewhat clear. So the Gemara now asks, Minah Hanimila, how do you know all these dinim? So the Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa quotes the Pasuk, it says, Isha Sheikach es Isha, Vesima, a person is with a woman and her mother. It says, Ainli Ela Isha Ivima, I only know a person who's with a wife and her mother, Bas Isha, what about going down generations, the daughter of a woman, Ubas Bita, the granddaughter of his wife, Ubas Bina, another granddaughter from the wife, Minayin, how do you know that's us as well? Ne'mar Kan Zima, V'ne'mar Lahalan Zima. It says Zima in the context of Ish V'Isima, it says Zima, and it says in another context of the Azhara, it says, Erevas, I'm reading the side of the page now, the Pasuk, Erevas Isha Uvita, Lo Sigale, Es Basbina, Ves Basbita, Lo Sikach, Lagalos Ervasa, She'era Hi, Heina, Zima Hi. So it says Zima by the Azhara of a granddaughter, and it says Zima by the Onesh of a mother-in-law, so now we're connecting Zima Zima as a Gzeir Shava. So Malahalan Bita Vas Bita, just Basbina, just like the Zima mentioned in the context of the Azhara, it's referring to granddaughters and granddaughters. So Afkan, so to the Zima in the context of the Onesh includes Bita, Ubasbita, Ubasbina, includes even the daughter and granddaughters in the Onesh. So then the Gemara asks, Minayin la'asas zecharim kinikevas. How do you know we're going to equate males to females? The Gemara is going to explain that in a second. Just take this stuff. We're going to read through the rest of the Braisa, but the Gemara is going to analyze them. So again, Minayin la'asas zecharim kinikevas. Ne'mar kan zima, v'ne'mar lahalan zima. Ma lahalan zecharim kinikevas, afkan zecharim kinikevas. So again, just wait for that understanding. Then the Gemara asks the Braisa quote, Minayin la'asas lamata kilmala. How do you know you should make the mata, the downwards, kilamala, like the upwards, ne'mar kan zima, ne'mar lahalan zima, ma lahalan lamata kilamala, afkan lamata lamala, and ma kan lamala lamata, af lahalan lamala kilamata. Okay, fine. We just read that. Now let's understand it. So the Gemara says, last few lines on the page, Amar Mar. The Braisa above just said, Minayin la'asas zecharim kinekevos. How do you know you could equate the males to the females? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? My zecharim kinekevos. What does it mean, the males to the females? Elaim, if it means to say a basbina is kibas bita, that the granddaughter from your son is equal to a granddaughter from your daughter, if that's the equation we're trying to make, son versus daughter, so then behadai hadade kasinan. They're both from the same pasuk. The whole source that we're saying sreifa applies to a grandchild, a granddaughter, is based on the gzeir shava from the azhara. And the Azhar explicitly says, Lo Sigale es Basbina ves Basbita. It says both them, the granddaughter from your daughter and the granddaughter from your son. So there's no need for an extra drasha. That's Mefurish Bakra. Ella, Eim Chamav Ke'em Chamaso. We're saying is the grandmother-in-law from your father-in-law is equal to the grandmother-in-law from your mother-in-law. We're equating the father-in-law and mother-in-law's mother. That's what we're really equating here. So the Gemara says, well, that can't be the case, because Hashta Eim Chamaso Lekamalam Ein Chamav Mehadilei. That can't be the case, because we haven't clarified yet. The pasuk isn't clear yet about a mother-in-law. So we don't know yet about our mother-in-law, so you can't start equating a father-in-law's mother to the mother-in-law if we don't know about the mother, the grandmother-in-law yet, from the mother. You hear that again? All we know right now from the pasuk is, it says, Ish V'ima, a wife and a mother-in-law. We know nothing about a grandmother-in-law. So how can we start looking for a grandmother-in-law from the father's side if we don't know the lach of a grandmother-in-law from the mother's side? So that seems just out of order. So the Gemara answers, on the top of Amud Beis, Amar Baye, Baye says as follows, Hachi Kamar. This is how you read the Braisa. Minayin lasos sher haba mimenu, kisher haba mimena. How do you know you equate the share, his offspring that come from him, just like the offspring that come from her? So what does that mean exactly? So how do you know the share that comes from him, if it's from an honest, a person he never married, out of wedlock, he had a granddaughter, granddaughter, how do you know that's included in this iser? So nemar kan zima, v'nemar lahalan zima. So in the context of, it says zima in this context of the onish of Srefa. So it says zinama in the context of his iser for his own granddaughters that came from Anusasa. So just like the granddaughters included in the iser of Erva, the Azhara, from his Anusa, he was, again, a woman that's a close, he raped her and had a granddaughter, granddaughter, he can't be with her. There's an Azhara. So it says zima there. So since it says zima by the Onisha Srefa, we make the Gzer Shava to apply a Srefa even to his granddaughter out of wedlock. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If you look at the Isser, the Azhara, that says he can't be with his granddaughter, that comes about not through marriage, it doesn't say the word Zima there. So the Pasuk says, I read on the side here, it says, Ervas bas bincha o bas bidcha. A person cannot be with his own granddaughter, and the lo segale, ervasan, kiervas chahena. It doesn't say Zima in that Pasuk. Nothing about Zima. And the Gemara Yevamos says that Pasuk I just read is referring to his granddaughter not from a wife of his, but a granddaughter from Anusasa, from someone who he raped, or at a wedlock. So that can equate to the source of Srefa, because it doesn't say Zima in the Pasuk I just mentioned. So the Gemara says no. Amar Rava, Amar Li Rav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi, Asya Heina, Heina Asya Zima, Zima. There's a Gzeira Shava going on here. It says Heina by Bas Bitcha of Anusaso, and it says Heina, Heina Zima, it says by the case of the Azhara of a granddaughter through Ishis, through a marriage, and then it says also Zima in the context of the Azhara for a granddaughter of Ishis, and that connects back to the Zima of Srefa for the Isha V'ima. So there's a double Gzer Shava going on here to tell me that a granddaughter Me'anusaso is Aser, gets Srefa. So double Gzer Shavah. Hopefully you're following this somewhat. I told you it's quite confusing. Okay. Fine.
What would you think you get if you didn't know the Gzer Shavah Chenek? What would be the assert?
Right. Without any. Right. We have a whole parsha of Asharos. We have a parsha of Onshim. I don't know. Every limud has a pasuk for an onish. I don't know if it ever addresses. If it didn't say an onish, you would probably just get a lav. Then I think just Malkus. That's my guess. Even though it's one of the arayos, if it doesn't mention an onus, you have to assume a malchus. Okay. The Gemara now analyzes the next part of the braisa, Amar Mar. Minayin lasos lemata kilamala. How do you know you could equate the mata, the downwards, like the lamala, like the upwards? So what does this mean, mata kilamala? My lamata kilamala, ilay mabas bina ubas bita. If you're going to say that the grandchildren have the same din kibita, like the daughter, the mata, the lower generation, is like the upper generation, granddaughter like daughter. Bahade hadade kasina. That's a mefurish pasuk. The pasuk already says bas bita bas bina is aser. So you don't need to have a drasha. Ela eim chamav veim chamaso ki chamaso. We're going to say that maybe the grandmother-in-law, whether it be from the father-in-law or mother-in-law, but a grandmother-in-law is going to be like a chamaso, like the mother-in-law herself. So then the problem with that is, Hai lamata kilamala, that's downwards, is like the upwards, it should be lamala kilamata. The grandmother is lamala, they're higher up. So it should say Lamala is like the mother-in-law, like the Mata. It doesn't say that way in the Brisa. So the Gemara says, Eina Chanami, they're going to change it. Tani, Lamala, Kilamata, they change the Girsa. That the Lamala, the grandmother-in-laws, are going to have the same din as the Mata of the as the mother-in-laws. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, Nemar Kan Zima, this Nemar Lalan Zima. So now we said, if it says Zima here, so Ma Hasha Inu Lo Ksiva Zima, the two Ksiva. So we're saying we're referring to mother-in-laws and grandmother-in-laws. So if they themselves don't say Zima, where's that line? Hold on a second. What's that, Shiloh?
Grandmother-in-laws.
But so Rashi says, you look at Rashi 4 and our lines up. He says, Hasha Inu Lo Ksiva, Eim Chamav, the Eim Chamav, Eim Chamav, so grandmother-in-laws are not in the pasuk at all. There's no pasuk. So if there's not even a pasuk, how can you say it says Zima? There's no pasuk for it to even mention Zima. So that can't be the equation of Zima here, Zima there. So it can't be talking about grandmother-in-laws. So Amar Abayi, Abayi says, Hachi Kamar. Minayin lazo shlosha doros lemala kishlosha doros lemata. How do you know you could equate three generations upwards, up until the grandmother, are going to be like three generations down of granddaughters? So Nemar Lamata Zima, Nemar Lamala Zima, Malamata Shlosha Doros, Af Lamala Shlosha Doros. So just like when it talks about daughters and granddaughters, it says the word Zima, and when it talks about mother-in-laws, it says Zima. So just like going downwards, Lamata, children, grandchildren, it goes three generations down. So to Lamala, it goes up three generations. So that's what we're learning from Zima, Zima. So the Gemara says, and therefore, Ma Onesh, Ma Be'onesh, Asa Lamata Kilamala, so just like the Onesh, we're willing to pass down, just like downwards the generations, it goes the Sreifa. So to upwards it's Sreifa. So to in terms of the Azhara, just like we have, we make the Lamala, just like the Mata in terms of both Azhara and the Onesh. And then comes along Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Amar liolam kidigatani. We really don't have to change anything around. And my Lamata, Lamata be'isr. Really, we're taking it at the beginning that we're saying from the mother-in-law to the which way, grandmother-in-law, I think we're doing, right? Yeah, mother-in-law, grandmother-in-law. So we're saying as follows that lemala versus mata, mata means further away. We're not talking about generations of who was older versus younger, further from the source. So if the man's a source, so lemala is his mother-in-law. That's close. Lemata, further away, that's the grandmother-in-law. That's how we're interpreting now lemala with lemata. Exactly. Three generations,
the
exactly.
Why uses number three?
That's what the Torah does. The Torah.
That's interesting. That
That's the Torah's understanding. So the three generations, it goes down. So then the Rashi points out something important here, though. So if it's really we're talking about the mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law, then we ask above, it doesn't say Zima by the grandmother-in-law. So how do we understand the Brice? It says Nemar Kan Zima and Nemar Lahalan Zima. It doesn't say Zima by the grandmother-in-law. So he ends up answering here. If you look at Rashi, Dibra Maschal Rav Ashi, it's ten wire lines down the second word of the line. Now go towards the go down a line below that, towards the end of the line, three lines below that Rashi. I'm sorry. It says Rav Ashi lo kashule had the kashulan leel hashe inu lo ksiva zima dide ksivi. That wasn't a kasha because the high nemar kan zima lava layu kai. The gzer shava zima is not really qualifying that discussion of mother-in-laws and grandmother-in-laws. Elahachi nakit lemilsa, nemar kan bechamosa zima, v'nemar lahalan bebas ishto zima, malahalan lamata beiser kilmala beiser chayva kasev abas bita abas bina kibita afkanasa aim chamav aim chamaso kichamaso pani lamata beiser kilmala beiser. Okay, so it sounds like he's very similar to the previous drasha. Of really, it's referring to not grandmother-in-law. The Zima is referring to just like it goes three generations downwards, it goes three generations upwards. But Lamala versus Mata are referring to different points. Okay, you have to read through this better to get a clear understanding. I apologize, I'm not being so clear, but this is inherently very challenging.
By a mamzer, how many year generations is it?
Mamzer continues to go generations until you. I forget. There's a Gemara in Kedushin talks about how to be Matar Mamzer. Fine. So let's go right to the Gemara. Says now, Imahi. Mahi aim imo asura afhu aim imo asura. So this is now going back to the discussion above. So what's going on? Look at Rashi, Tibra Maschal E. He says around halfway up the wide lines, E kaven damris minayin lasos share habab behemanu kishar behemanu. We said above that any we're having the same dinim of from his own offspring. Well, he's not married. from an anus aso. So his children from himself without out of wedlock are just like if he had children from a marriage. So the Rashi says, Neima mahi aim ima asurla. Just like her, the grandmother left through a wife is asur. Afu aim imo asurlo mishim erva. So too, his own grandmother should be asur to him because of erva. Now, we would all think that's obvious, but the Gemara asks this question. So the Gemara says, again, ima hi aim ima asur. Just like his wife's grandmother is asur to him, so afu, so to him, himself, aim imo asur. His own grandmother should be asur to him.
And he chayv sreifa, is that the point?
He's a chayv sreifa, exactly. So Amar Bayi says that what? Amar kra imchahi mishim ima tamachayva. The politics says imchahi, telling you dafka the mother is there an iser. Again, I think as Adam said, the chiv sreifa as opposed to the grandmother. Because I can't imagine there would be a heter, obviously.
It says in Rashi over here from Yevamos that she's considered a shnius midiraisa.
Uh-huh. That's the rest of that Rashi. Okay, so in echlami midiraisa, there is no iser erva with the grandmother. It's only an iser shnius midiraisa.
So it's malchus?
So, no, it wouldn't be because it's only an iser midiraisa. I mean, Makis Mardis, maybe, probably. So the Gemara then says, Rava Amar, Bein Mandamar Don Mina Umina, Bein Mandamar Don Mina Veoki Basra, La Asra. So what's going on here? What's Don Mina Mina versus Don Mina Veoki Basra? Don Mina Mina, when you have a Gezer Shava, so if the source is Gezer Shava, you take all the details of that source and you apply it to the other source. The Don Mina Veoki Basra means you take the essence of the Gezer Shava only, but you ignore the details, you bring it now to the new source, and you apply all the various details from the new source. Okay, fine. So let's see. The Gemara says, so none of this works out well. What do you mean it doesn't work out well? Lo Asya. So the Gemara says as follows. Liman da'amar don mina umina. The one who says, Gzer Shava, you learn the source and all the various details from whatever that makor is. So then the Gemara asks as follows. Mahi aim ima asur. Just like she's the source right now. Again, so the grandmother is asur. Afu nami aim amura ima asura. So we wanted to suggest above, so maybe his own grandmother should be asur to him. Umina, and just like we learned from the source, the detail is mahi bisreifa. So his wife's grandmother would be sreifa to him. So afu nami bisreifa, so him with his own grandmother should be sreifa. So that's don mina umina. We take the essence of the limud and all the details. So he says, wait a second, this doesn't make sense. This gzeir shava won't work out well. Because leman damer sreifa chamur, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that sreifa is more chamur, so ikla mifrach, you could ask the following question. Ma lihi shekein ima b'sreifa tomer b'hu shima b'skila. Her mother is asertim b'sreifa, but his mother is asertim b'skila. So we see there's a lesser iser for him. So you can't go in the direction of your downgrade. You can't make a chumrah to bring it to a kula case. V'od, moreover, for looking in his own family, so now what's going to come out is ima b'skila. His own mother to him is b'skila, but aimimo. But now you're telling me his grandmother's sreifa. So you're saying the grandmother's gonna have more of a chomer misa than the mother. So it doesn't make sense to learn such a gzeir shava and apply sreifa. But oh, there's yet a third question. Mahi lochelkas ba bein ima le'aimimo. Just like from his wife's perspective, his mother-in-law and grandmother are both going to lead to sreifa for him. So afunami lo techlak bo bein ima le'imimo. So there has to be consistency with his own mother and grandmother. So you're going to tell me his mother's a skila and the grandmother's a sreifa? You don't have the consistency. So those are three reasons why we throw out that idea of learning that aimimo should be asur midiraisa. You don't need the drush of imcha. Gemara then says, that's all in the world of Rabbi Shimon who holds sreifa as more chamar. But what about Laman Damar Skila? We paskin Skila is more chamura. So my kushalo nidona. So only the last question, the problem of there being an inconsistency of that would be the only question. I'm sorry. The other questions of a chamur going from sreifa to Skila, that the first two questions are not questions, only the last one's a question of lacking the inconsistency. Because what would come out from this, his mother would be Skila, his grandmother would be Sreifa. So we're okay with the Sreifa being a downgrade, that's okay, because it's getting further from the source. But in terms of the Lo Tachlokba, that we don't have, and for that reason alone, we would throw out this Gzeir Shava, as to say this grandmother would not be Aser Midiraisa. That's all in the world of Don Mina Umina. What about Laman Damar Don Mina V'okib Asra? You learn from the source of a wife and her grandmother aser to you, but you don't take the details of it having a dinah sreifa. So the Gemara says, what do you say now? So, mahi aim ima asura af hunami ima asura. Just like his wife's grandmother's aser to him, so even his own grandmother should be aser to him. V'okib basra. So now, but we learn it over there in the source of him, hasim would be sreifa. So over there by the wife's grandmother, that says sreifa, mefurish pasuk sreifa. Havalhacha, bring it now to his own relationship with his grandmother, that would be a skila. Kadash kama imo, just like his own mother is beskila, so to his grandmother should be beskila. So that's right now where the new approaches. So that being the case. So now, leman damar b'sreifa chamur, the one who holds, namely Rabbi Shimon, that sreifa is more chamur. Ikla mifrach, you could break up this gzeira shava as follows. Ma lahi shekain ima b'sreifa, Tomer behu shima beskila. So you're going to tell me that his mother-in-law is sreifa, but now his own mother is skila. So we see there's a certain leniency, in his direction. So you shouldn't add a chumra. You can't add a chumra in a to a place that's more lenient. Ve'od hu kihi. There has to be an equation. Mahi lo tachalkas aba bein bita le'em ima. Just like her perspective, there's no difference between her daughter versus her grandmother, so to him, there shouldn't be a difference between his daughter and his grandmother. Where do you find the difference?
The grandmother would be Skila and the daughter would be Sreifa.
Oh, we learned daughter Sreifa, right? Very good. So daughter Sreifa. So there's an inconsistency. So therefore, we thought that Kasha. And finally, the man damar skila chamur, according to how we paskin, that skila is more chamur, so mahai kushalo nidona. So the first question, we can't ask a question, that was a chumra skila sreifa. But this last question about the inconsistency, that inconsistency still exists, and that would be the reason for breaking up this gzeir shava for his own grandmother. So the fascinating din, and why that is, I don't know, but the Torah does not aser one's own grandmother, only midivrei sofrim. We'll stop here, everyone have a gemar, chesim tova, hope everyone's in mo.